All right, cast, please return.
Come on now, take places, everyone.
For the final act. Now, has Federico, what's the name of the director that just died?
Fellini.
Has Fellini Spiwak made the edits of the script?
I believe he has, Don.
Destroying my masterpiece. No, I think we can do the Potter scene, which starts on page 265.
All right, let me go ahead to page 265. Good, you cut out a lot of useless stuff there.
I had my script.
Page 265, okay. And then where do we go after that?
I would guess after we finish that, we could go to where he saves Clarence's life, page 276.
Okay, to 276. Gotcha.
And then it's... We could go as far as we think that we need to prove that George really shouldn't have died. Then we can go to page 308 and wind the whole thing up. That's the happy part.
All right, great. Page 308, that's the happy part. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Since I may be the director, but if you're the producer, you're going to have to know when to make the time cut.
I'll let you know.
Cool.
I'll let you know, funny boy.
Thank you, Alan.
Shut up, Mel. Give me a toupee. You know, the best Dick Van Dyke show ever was the one where Laura Petrie went on the game show, and the slick host got her to admit that Alan Brady wears a toupee.
Right.
And then when Laura went into Alan Brady's office to apologize, he had like 8 mannequin heads, and all of them were wearing the little pieces of hair, and he yelled at Mel, shut up and comb my toupee. And Mel would have to be, oh, never mind. You know, next year maybe we'll do a Dick Van Dyke episode.
Does Dick Van Dyke have a Christmas episode?
You know, they do.
Yeah, we could do the Christmas episode with Dick Van Dyke. That can't last longer than a half an hour.
All right. Well, you know, I happen to think that there have got to be some people out there who enjoy It's a Wonderful Life, who are kind of, in a weird way, following along with what we're doing.
You know, we'll wait for the feedback, and who knows, maybe this could be some sort of twisted tradition.
Well, but on the other hand, I know we've had at least one person call the station today. I'm just told they've been very unhappy with our little radio play and would like us to go back to having women play their vibrators on the radio.
Oh, dear. Dear me.
Well, you can't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, it's our last show before Christmas.
That's right.
So come on, give us some slack. We're having some fun.
That's right.
We're putting on a little play here. And it's going to be the bestest play ever, right, gang?
That's right, Donnie.
Yeah.
Right,
Donnie. Learn about Cuba, having some food.
Okay. All right, back to you, Buzz, to set up the scene, please.
George, yeah, that's right. George, a broken man, ends up in the office of Mr. Potter begging for help.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I need help. Through some sort of an accident, my company is short in the account. The bank examiner is there today. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
Oh, so that's what the reporters wanted to talk to you about?
Did Jeffrey York call you? The reporters?
Yes. They called me from your building and loan. Oh, there's a man over there from the DA's office, too. He's looking for you.
Please. Please help me, Mr. Potter. Help me, won't you, please? Can't you see what it means to my family? I'll pay you any sort of a bonus on the loan. Any interest. If you still want the building and loan, why I...
George?
Yeah?
Could it possibly be there's a slight discrepancy in the books?
No, sir. There's nothing wrong with the books. I've just misplaced $8,000. I can't seem to find it anywhere.
You misplaced $8,000?
Yes, sir.
Have you notified the police?
No, sir. I didn't want the publicity. Harry is coming home tomorrow and everything.
They're going to believe that one. What have you been doing, George? Playing the market with the company's money?
No, sir, I haven't.
What is it, a woman then? You know it's all over town that you've been sleeping with Violet Bick.
What?
No, it makes any difference to me, but why did you come to me? Why don't you go to Sam Wainwright and ask him for the money?
I can't get a hold of him. He's in Mobile, Alabama.
Well, Darwin's waiting room. Well, what about your other friends?
Oh, they don't have that kind of money, Mr. Potter. You know that. You're the only one in town that can help me.
I see. I've suddenly become quite important. What kind of security would I have, George? You got any stocks?
No, sir.
Bonds, real estate, collateral of any kind?
Well, I have some life insurance. I have a $15,000 policy.
Yes, how much equity in it?
$500.
Look at you. You used to be so cocky and I'm horny. You were going to go out and conquer the world. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? A miserable little clerk crawling on your hands and knees and begging for help. No securities, no stocks, no bonds, nothing but a miserable little fun. $2,500 equity life insurance policy. You're worth more dead than alive. Why don't you go to the riffraff you love so much and ask them to let you have $8,000? You know why? Because they'd run you out of town on a rail. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, George.
What?
Since the state examiner is still here as a stockholder of the building and loan, I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds, manipulations, malfeasance.
Don't.
All right, George.
Don't.
You go ahead and leave. You can't hide in a little town like this. Hello, Bill. This is Potter.
As George flees from Mr. Potter's office, he ducks into Martini's Tavern to hide from the authorities and enjoy a cocktail with his pal, Nick the bartender. And later, as George staggers into the snowy street, he stumbles his way down to Bedford Bridge, contemplating suicide with tears in his eyes. He is, however, distracted by an older man who lands in the water first. George jumps in to save the man and brings him to the bridge keeper's office to dry off and get warm.
What page are we on?
276.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
How'd you happen to fall in?
I didn't fall in. I jumped in to save George.
You what? To save me?
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide.
You know it's against the law to commit suicide around here?
Yeah, it's against the law where I come from, too.
Where the hell do you come from?
Heaven. I had to act quickly. That's why I jumped in. I knew if I were drowning, you'd try to save me. And you see, you did. And that's how I saved you.
Very funny.
Your lip's bleeding, George. Can I kiss it?
Well, I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer a little ago.
Oh, no, George. I'm the answer to your prayer. That's why I was sent down here.
I'm casually interested. How do you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you. I've watched you grow up from a little boy.
What are you, Kreskin or something?
Oh, no.
Well, who are you, then?
Clarence Oddbody. S2.
Oddbody? AS2? What's an AS2?
Angel, second class.
Oh, man. Oh, I had too much Sambuca. I wonder what Martini put in those drinks. Hey, what's with you? What did you just say a minute ago? Why did you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Ridiculous of you to think of killing yourself for money. $8,000. Kiss me.
Yeah, things like that. Now, how did you know that? How did you get this number?
I told you. I'm your guardian angel. I know everything about you.
Well, you look like the kind of angel I'd get. I was hoping for one of Charlie's angels. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you? What happened to your wings?
I haven't won my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel second class.
I don't know whether I like it very much, being seen around with an angel without any wings.
Oh, I've got to earn them, and you'll help me, won't you?
Sure. How can I help you?
By letting me help you.
Now, there's only one way you can help me. You don't happen to have $8,000, do you?
Oh, no. We don't use money in heaven.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting, stupid me. It comes in pretty handy down here, though.
Oh, tut.
I found it out a little late. I'm worth more dead than alive.
Now, look, you mustn't talk like that. I won't get my wings with that attitude. You just don't know all that you've done. If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, now listen, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife, my kids, my friends. Now, look, piss off.
No, you don't understand. I've got my job.
Shut up. Shut up, you.
This isn't going to be so easy. So, you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it would have been better if I would have never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, you mustn't say things like that. Wait a minute. That's an idea. What do you think? Yeah, that'll do it. All right. Yeah. You've got your wish, George. You've never been born.
What did you say?
You've never been born. You don't exist. You haven't a care in the world. No worries, no obligations, no $8,000 to get, no Potter looking view with the sheriff.
Hey, say something else in my ear.
Sure, you can hear out of it.
Well, isn't that the doggondest thing? You know, I haven't heard anything out of this ear since I was a kid. Must have been that jump in the cold water.
Your lips stopped bleeding too, George.
Well, what do you know about that? Hey, what's happened? It stopped snowing out. What's happened here? Come on, as soon as these clothes of ours are dry...
Our clothes are dry.
What do you know about that? This stove is hotter than I thought. Now, come on. Don't be naked there. Get your clothes on and we'll stroll up to my car and we'll get out of here. And then we start dressing. each other. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stroll. You fly.
I can't fly. I haven't got my wings.
You haven't got your wings. Yeah, that's right.
What's the matter?
Now, this is where I left my car, and it's not here.
You have no car.
Well, I had a car, and it was right here. I guess somebody moved it.
Good evening.
Hey, say, where's my car?
I beg your pardon?
My car, my car. I'm the guy that owns the car that ran into your tree.
What tree?
What do you mean, what tree? This tree. Here, I ran over it. I cut a big gash right in the side of it.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Don't you mean Bedford Falls?
I mean Pottersville. Don't you think I know where I live? What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. Either I'm off my nut or he is, or...
It isn't me.
Or you are. Well, maybe I left the car up at Martini's. Come on, Gabriel.
Clarence.
Come on, Clarence.
Next stop, George and Clarence hit the local tavern.
That's all right. Go on in. Martini is a good friend of mine. There's a place to sit down right there. Now sit down. Hey, Nick, how's it hanging? Where's Martini?
You say you want some martini?
No. I want Martini, your boss. Where is he?
Look, I'm the boss. You want a drink or don't you?
Well, all right. Double bourbon quick, huh?
Okay, what's yours?
Oh, I was just thinking. It's been a long time since I...
Look, mister, I'm standing here waiting for you to make up your mind.
Oh, that's a good man. I was just thinking of a flaming rum punch. No, it's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm so thirsty. I'll get it. Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Off with you, me lad, and be lively.
Hey, look, mister, we serve hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my left for a convincer?
What's he talking about?
Nick, just give him the same as mine. He's okay.
Okay.
What's the matter with him? I never saw Nick act like that before.
Oh, you'll see a lot of strange things from now on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, little fellow, you worry me. Do you have some place to sleep?
No. What you asking that question for?
You don't, huh? Well, do you have any money?
No.
Excuse me. I wonder...
You got a cough, George? Cough button.
No wonder you jumped in the river.
I jumped in the river to save you, so I could get my wings.
Aw, that's right.
Ooh, somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you can hear a bell ring, it means some angel's just got his wings.
That wasn't me. Someone else was coughing.
No coughing except for Don.
Look, I think maybe you better not mention getting your wings around here.
Why? Don't they believe in angels?
Yeah, but you know.
Then why should they be surprised when they see one?
He never grew up. He's, Hey, how old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it! Out, you two pixies! Go through the door or out the window!
Look, Nick, what's wrong?
And that's another thing. Where do you get off calling me Nick?
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
What's that got to do with it? I don't know you from Adam's off ox.
Hey, what is... so bewildered. Hey, Paula, I want to marry you. Isn't that Mr. Gower, the druggist?
And, you know, that's another reason for me not to like you. That rumhead spent 20 years in jail for poisoning a kid. If you know him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Would you show these gentlemen the door?
Sure. This way, gentlemen.
So George and Clarence get thrown out and land on their faces in the snow.
Oh, you see, George, you weren't there to stop Gower from putting that poison into the,
What do you mean I wasn't there? I remember distinctly I was there. What the heck's going on around here? Look, who are you?
I told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
Yeah, I know, you told me that. Now, what else are you? What, are you a hypnotist?
No, of course not.
Then why am I seeing all these strange things?
Don't you understand, George? It's because you were not born.
Then if I wasn't born, who am I?
You're nobody. You have no identity.
What do you mean, no identity? The only person I know with no identity is Ken Stevens.
There's no George Bailey. You have no papers, no cards, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy.
What?
They're not there either.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute here. Oh, this is some sort of wacky dream I'm having here. So long, mister. I'm going home.
Home? What home?
Now, shut up!
You don't have Zuzu's petals either. We missed that line.
Cut it out! You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. And you're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things. I'm going home, and I'm seeing my wife and family. Do you understand that? And I'm going home alone! Well, now, I think...
But as George walks the streets, he notices a lot of things have changed without him.
Hey, listen, in the interest of time, we got to cut right to the chase here. I think we all know now that George realizes that his life would have been down the crapper if he had killed himself.
That's right.
So we go to page...
308.
I'm with you. Someone get Barton here, because his line's going to be coming up momentarily.
Buzz number 44.
Okay, got it, Roman.
All right. Clarence! Clarence, help me, Clarence. Get me back, get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Get me back to my wife and kids. Help me, Clarence. Please, please. Stop the monkeys.
George has run back to the bridge.
I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
Hey, George. George, you all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'm going to hit you again. Now get out of here.
What the Sam hell are you yelling for, George?
George? Bert? Do you know me?
Know you? Are you kidding? I've been looking for you all over town, trying to find you. I saw your car piled in the tree down there, and I thought maybe... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What did... Hey, my mouth's bleeding, Bert. My mouth is bleeding. Zuzu's petals, they're here, Bert. What do you know about that? Merry Christmas. Mary! Mommy! Mommy! Hello, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas,
George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, pleasure chest! Merry Christmas, you old wonderful building alone! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home! They're waiting for you and I'm horny!
Amid the confusion, they are joined by Harry Bailey, the hometown hero.
Mary? Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know. $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper here.
I bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Ain't that great? Merry Christmas! Where's Mary? Oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! Mary! Have you seen my wife?
Merry Christmas, Daddy! Merry Christmas, Daddy!
Kids! Pete! Kids! Janie! Tommy! I could eat you up.
Ow!
Where's your mother?
She went looking for you with Uncle Billy.
Daddy!
Hold on. What? Say it again.
Daddy!
Zuzu! Zuzu! My little ginger snap! How do you feel?
Fine!
And not a... Oh, sorry.
And not a smidge of a temperature.
Ha ha ha! Not a snitch of a temperature. Hallelujah!
Here you go, Mary.
Hello? George, darling.
Mary! Mary!
George, darling, where have you been? Oh, George, George, George.
Sherry, let me touch you. Oh, you're real.
Oh, George, George.
You have no idea what's happened to me, Mary.
You have no idea what happened. Well, come on, George. Come on downstairs quick. They're on their way.
All right.
Come on. Come on in here now. Now, you stand right over here by the tree, right there, and don't move. Don't move. I hear him now. George, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Come in. Uncle Billy, everybody in here.
Isn't it wonderful? Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told a few people you were in trouble, and they scattered all over town collecting money. They didn't ask any questions. Just said, if George is in trouble, count on me. You never saw anything like it.
What is this, George? Another run on the bank? Here you are, George. Merry Christmas.
Everybody's giving George money.
The line form's on the right. Mr. Martini, Merry Christmas. Step right up here.
I busted the jukebox, too.
Mr. Gower. I made the rounds with my charge account.
Violet Bick.
I'm not going to go, George. I changed my mind. Mm-hmm. I've been saving this money for a divorce, if ever I get a husband.
There you are, George. I got all the faculty all up out of bed.
I wouldn't have a roof over my head if it wasn't for you, George.
Just a minute. Quiet, everybody, quiet. Now, this is from London. Mr. Gower cables you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $20,000. Stop. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Oh. Oh.
Mr. Martini, how about some wine?
Hello, George, how are you?
Suddenly, George looks down, and under the Christmas tree is a copy of Tom Sawyer with this inscription. Dear George, remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Thanks for the wings. Love, Clarence.
Harry.
Hello, George. How are you?
Harry. Harry.
Mary, looks like I got here too late. Mary, I got him from the airport as quickly as I could. The fool flew all the way up here in a blizzard.
Harry, how about your banquet in New York?
Oh, I left right in the middle as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and ever gentlemen?
What's that?
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Our old acquaintance be forgot.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his rings.
That's right. That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence. The end.
One hour and 49 minutes later. You could have watched a whole stinking movie in that time. Well, our thanks to the entire cast and crew of the Don and Mike presentation of It's a Wonderful Life.